This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our historic events section. The Syrian Refugee Crisis. In the spring of 2011, anti-government protests spread across the Middle East. The movement became known as the Arab Spring. In Syria, protesters demanded the resignation of President Assad. Government forces answered with violence. This sparked a civil war. As the conflict worsened between government forces and rebels, millions of Syrian civilians began to flee their homes. Within 4 years, nearly half of the nation's population had fled. Many have ended up in refugee camps. Displaced people usually flee in the dark with just the clothes on their backs. If they are caught, they are killed or forced into battle. Some are forced to give all their money to border guards or smugglers. Since March 2011, over 3 million Syrians have made it to refugee camps. The camps are in neighboring countries, including Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and Iraq. When the refugees arrive, they are exhausted from their journey. They are also in desperate need of food, shelter, and health care. Syria's neighboring countries don't have the resources to feed, shelter, and provide health care and education to millions of people. Water shortages and poor sanitation are two of the biggest problems. The refugee camps in Iraq have the worst conditions. They are already overflowing with Iraqis who have fled their homes due to war and hunger. In camps such as Zaatari in Jordan, tens of thousands of Syrians have set up new villages. These camps have makeshift stores, schools, hospitals, and places to play football. Though a refugee camp is meant as a temporary place of settlement, Syrians don't expect to go home anytime soon. The Syrian civil war has resulted in one of the worst humanitarian crises in recent history. The UN hopes that World Refugee Day will help bring awareness to this crisis. The UN hopes that World Refugee Day, June 20th, will help bring awareness to this crisis. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Historic Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.